For this Tuesday, October 21st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. German Township water officials lifted a boil advisory yesterday afternoon for customers in Blairsville, Wadesville, and Stewartsville. On Friday afternoon, they said a water main was damaged and crews had to fix it. The boil water advisory was issued for customers in those towns on Friday night, but was lifted on Monday afternoon. The city of Mount Vernon hosted a groundbreaking ceremony for the Philip H. Hagman Event Center yesterday morning. It's a 27,445-square-foot multifunctional facility in Hagman Park. The partnership says the project includes an 8,000-square-foot event hall with hospitality suites and a catering kitchen. There will also be offices and conference rooms for the Parks Department and an 8,000-square-foot youth services area for the Boys and Girls Club. Construction is expected to be completed in late 2026. A new vice president has been named at the University of Southern Indiana. USI says Zach LaGrange has been named vice president for government affairs and general counsel, effective October 27th. He will report to USI President Stephen J. Bridges and will serve as a member of the USI president's cabinet. Officials say LaGrange will serve as USI's primary liaison to local, state, and federal government. USI's institutional equity office will also report to LaGrange. With over 16 years of experience, LaGrange has extensive experience guiding organizations through complex legal, regulatory, and governance matters. Most recently, he served as Senior Vice President and Senior Assistant General Counsel at Old National Bank in Evansville, where he led a team of attorneys and a paralegal. In the role, he also partnered closely with business leaders on strategic issues ranging from real estate and labor and employment to executive compensation, benefits, and vendor relationships. In Evansville at Mesker Park Zoo, their annual tradition of Boo at the Zoo continues this weekend. Boo at the Zoo began this past weekend, but on Saturday, Mesker Park Zoo officials had to close due to bad weather. Zoo officials say that anyone who bought a ticket for October 18th may redeem it this weekend on October 24th, 25th, and 26th. They also say that if you are unable to attend any of these nights, they will gladly issue a full refund. The event features live entertainment such as magic shows and animal encounters. It also features a mile-long path with volunteers from various organizations handing out candy to trick-or-treaters. Tickets are $10 for ages 3 and up, and anyone younger is free. Tickets must be purchased online. Last night here on Posey County Radio, we had both the Mount Vernon North Posey Football Coaches Show. If you missed either show and want to listen, you can find the archive shows on our website at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Both the Wildcats and Vikings went 6-3 in the regular season. Postseason play begins this Friday as Mount Vernon travels to Southridge for the first round of the Class 3A Sectional 32, and North Posey is at home with Pike Central in the first round of the Class 2A Sectional 39. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, October 21st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.